News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Joint Committee on Public Petitions in the Oireachtas will meet today to discuss the potential of creating a greenway on the section of closed railway line from Sligo to Athenry in Galway. To discuss this, we're joined by Councillor Marie Casserly, Independent Councillor and local election candidate for Sligo Drumcliffe, and Michael O'Dea, Chairman of the Sligo branch of the Irish Farmers Association. Marie, to you first. Do you think a greenway is a good idea along this section of the railway?
Absolutely. And good morning. Yes, it is. It's a brilliant idea to use a piece of infrastructure that is there already. And we've seen in Waterford and we see in other parts of Mayo and Kerry and Limerick how successful greenways have been. And we're going through the process in Sligo of building a greenway. And there are different stages and different processes of consultation and planning. So we're going through those phases, but unfortunately, I suppose the greenway from Sligo will only go as far as Ballaghy in Charlestown, and then there are no plans in Mayo County Council to extend it to Claremorris. Okay. And we are also working on another greenway line, which is the Sligo Leitrim and Northern Counties railway line, or the old disused railway line, and that goes to Enniskillen. So we're hoping to have a greenway all the way from Enniskillen up to the Mayo border, and it would be great.
Okay, all right. I want to bring Michael O'Dea in on this. Michael, greenways have worked all around the country. What's not to like about this proposal?
Good morning, Shane. Good morning to all your listeners. First of all, my name is Michael O'Dowd, and thanks for the call.
My apologies,
nothing wrong
Michael.
With greenways. No problem. Nothing wrong with greenways. Greenways are important for the health and well-being of people. But the most important thing for Sligo, and particularly South and West Sligo, is to open the disused railway line that's lying there for the last 40 or 50 years, you know, as a matter of great concern. Because the fact of the matter is that in my own parts of the county here, we've absolutely no transport corridor at all, neither road or rail. So that's not good enough in this day and age. And, you know, the railway line is needed now. It's the green future that everyone is talking about. It's good for carbon. It's good for meeting our targets up to 2030. So, you know, we're talking about it long enough.
Okay, can I bring Marie back in? I'll come back to you, Michael. Marie, railway, not greenway.
Well, I'm in favour of railway, but it's shown through different reports and different feasibility studies carried out by the ECB and others that it's not feasible at present, and it's not feasible until 2050, that there will be a railway line from Claremorris to Charlestown, because it will cost about 700 million for a start. And as I say here, in Sligo, we're trying to improve the timing of the Sligo-Dublin line, and the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review is due to be published very soon, and the draft plan has shown that there is no plan for a new for a railway line to be built until at least 2050.
Okay, all right, I'm going to bring Michael back in. Michael, how about that? There's not going to be a railway line until 2050. Why not have the greenway in the meantime?
Well, I suppose the thing about that is, up till quite recently, they were saying the same thing from Athenry to Claremorris, that there wouldn't be any railway until 2050. Now that's, as Marie said, is part of the draft All-Ireland Rail Review. And, the section that's left into Sligo is a small, a small piece of work. And there's no reason that it can't be done, like join the whole country up.
But sorry, Michael, there is a reason why it can't be done. It's not happening. It's not in the plans. And the government has been clear about this. So I suppose the question is, why not have a greenway in the meantime? Very, very easy to switch back from a greenway to a railway line.
But what I'm saying is there, Shane, like it may not be in the plans today, but, you know, it wasn't in the plans 3 or 4 years ago that there'd be a railway reinstated from Athenry to Claremorris. And, you know, there's great public support and for a railway to Sligo. We had that, 50 years ago, and it's necessary at the moment.
Okay.
And there's no reason. And the questions that I heard there of 700 or 800 million, like, that's out the window. There was a report done there quite recently, and by Dr. John Bradley, and those figures are fair.
Marie, what's your take?
Okay, so there's a European TEN-T, Trans-European Transport Network. So this is, it's a planned network of roads, railways and airports and water infrastructure, and that's in the EU. And a railway line isn't, a railway at present isn't written into that either. So what we have to look at is what finances are available, what funding are available. And as I say as well, I can't even get a cup of tea when I travel on the Sligo-Dublin line.
Okay.
So
right. Okay. Michael, just before you go, do you have a problem with greenways per se?
Not at all, not at all, Shane. No problem with greenways. I said that at the outset. You know, we were for all of these things, but not at the expense of ruining the finest piece of infrastructure we have to put down a rail on. You know, in this region, as I said before, we have neither road nor rail in South Sligo. It's absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, to think that, as Marie said there about the Tin Sea, that funding is there, it's been there for years. And unless we hop on that one in the next 7 or 8 years, like, that'll be gone.
Okay. So, all right.
The funding for that is being pushed through by the government to Clare Morris. And there's no reason in the wide earthly world it can't be brought through to Sligo because it is there.
Michael,
and
we have your point. Michael O'Dowd, my apologies for getting your name wrong earlier. Michael O'Dowd, chair of the Sligo branch of the IFA, and Councillor Marie Casserly, who is an independent councillor and local election candidate for Sligo Drumliff. Thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.